This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show. Presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
We got a little day baseball for you here at the Coliseum. Athletics need a victory. They're taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Paul Blackburn against Steven Matz. Vince Cotroneo joins us. We got a new nickname for Paulie. It's not Paulie Wind Day. It's not Paulie Punch Out. It's Paulie Ground Ball. We gave it to him yesterday. He loved it, Vince.
Well, he has really been fun to watch. And just over the years, how he has grown, how he's matured, how he's been able to master really all parts of the strike zone with six different pitches, continues to make adjustments to make him an even more competitive pitcher on the mound. It really has been fun to watch. And, yeah, I mean, he's a pitch-to-contact guy, and the velocity has been soft against him, which is exactly what you want when you've got somebody like Blackburn on the hill. And it's an absolute joy to watch him work. I mean, in this day and age, we both have seen too much of this. Let's all look at the radar gun. I'm guilty of it. You know, we all get guilty of the triple digits and, you know, spin rates on sliders. But watching a guy surgically attack a strike zone like Paul Blackburn does, it's a fun day.
No pitcher has begun the season with four straight starts, zero runs since 1893. I don't even know how to, like, how do I deal with that stat?
Was that like Four-Fingered Smith or Mordecai Jones Brown, or who was it that did that for the Cleveland Spiders, or whoever it was back then?
Get your wool uniform on.
Well, maybe today's the day. It'll be fun to see. You guys talked to him yesterday. He's in a real confident space right now, going about his work, has a great routine, and just feels like he's got a real good chance to compete every time he takes the baseball.
How about Ruiz leading off today? Good to see him back.
Yeah, it is. It is against the left-hander, which helps. The A's will see a left-hander on Saturday in Cleveland at Logan Allen. I know Brent Rooker is coming back. The A's have to make some kind of roster decision before that series begins on Friday. I certainly hope that Esty is still part of the group moving forward. We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, I want to see Esty get a chance to kind of get four at-bats with this new revamped approach and see him get on base, see if he can create something.
Yeah, you know what? If we have a little controversy, we have a little controversy, but it's better than what we had last year.
Look, the bottom line is he is a very exciting player. He has a legitimate above-average major league skill that you want to see the A's take advantage of. And I know there's been a lot of talk about this. The bottom line is I think Marcotte and David Force want Ruiz in the lineup, and they want him in a place where they know he can do that kind of damage on a consistent basis. And hopefully we're in the beginning of seeing that process restart this week.
Well, enjoy this beautiful day and have a great call.
Thanks, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to Sonny Gray. Very introspective about his time here in Oakland.
Yeah, Sonny Gray, he was a good one. Thank you very much, Vince.
Thanks, Tony.
And it is an absolute beautiful day. Yeah, we got pitchers all around today. You got to love it. Sonny Gray, we're going to have Lance Lynn with Jessica, but coming up next, Paul Blackburn will join me right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, if you missed it yesterday, I don't know why. You should always be listening and watching A's Cast Live. We had Paul Blackburn on, and we talked about he's like Batman. He's got six different pitches. He's got a lot of weapons in that tool belt. Here is Paulie Winday.
It's been awesome, really. I think our group as starters, we have great chemistry. We love to talk pitching. We love to talk about deliveries. We love to talk ball. And I feel like there's a lot of importance to that, especially when you mention like Joe. And Joe's obviously young, and he probably has the best stuff out of anybody in the staff, really. You know, upper 90s fastball, wipeout slider, really good curveball that I think he should utilize more personally. But it's nice when you have, you know, guys that have done it before, and like with Woody and Stripling, and you watch how they go about their business, and you watch how they react to things that happen in game, how you watch how they bounce back from outings, or how they keep outings rolling, how they go out there and they have, you know, their best innings on shutdown innings and things like that, that little things that like a lot of people probably don't even realize, but like stuff like that is huge for younger kids to see, because it's very easy to go out there and fail and then get on that train as far as trying to reinvent a wheel, when, you know, that's never really anything that needs to happen. But when you go out, when you see other guys go out there and they're able to just, you know, flush bad outings or even flush good outings and just kind of focus on what's next and what's in front of them, I think that really does help.
It is tough to flush bad. It really is. It's like it's a skill. Like they talk about all the time in the NFL, cornerbacks, you're going to get beat. You're going to give up touchdowns. You got to be ready the next time the defense. I mean, you got to let it go, right? Yeah. Got to be a goldfish. It is tough to do, but you learn that with experience. And to throw some numbers at you, I've been tracking it since April 3rd. The pitching staff has the best ERA in baseball since April 3rd, 2.66. Starters, you got a 3.08 ERA, which is seventh best in baseball. Bullpen, 1.96, second in baseball. That stuff we were not talking about last year. What does that mean to you, just not for the starters, for the bullpen, how good they've been, overall how good the staff has been?
It's been awesome, really. I mean, I feel like you take away our first homestand, obviously, and then kind of look what we've done in these last, you know, 10, 11 games. Like, it's been exciting. It's been fun. Like, it's been a completely different mentality and competitiveness and just as a group, as a whole, really. And as far as the bullpen goes, the bullpen's been unbelievable. Unbelievable the whole year. You know, you got guys that in the bullpen that have been asked to go, you know, 3-4 innings that weren't doing that in spring, that haven't done that in, you know, a couple years. And just being able to go out there and just keep doing their job, putting up zeros. And, you know, with the way we've played so far, like, we have confidence in being able to come from behind at any point as an offense, and it feels like that during the game. We never feel like we're out of a game. And, you know, obviously, you know, you hand the ball off to Mason Miller in the ninth, like that's obviously very, very fun to watch and very, very special.
Imagine what it's like to throw 103.
No, I wish.
I mean, think about your days back hitting, right? I've been trying to think about it. You're up at the plate, right? When do you – how you have no time to decide, do I swing or not?
Yeah.
It's 103. By the time it releases from his hands, it's so on you. Forget even thinking about difference between slider and fastball. Just I got to swing now.
I got to hit it. Yeah. I really don't know. And it's not like he's a small dude either.
No.
So it's like, I mean, that ball's probably being released from, I don't know, 52 feet, 53 feet.
60 feet, 6 inches. But by the time that left foot lands and he's here, what is that?
Yeah, 50. Yeah,
and what's the point feet? 0.00000 seconds you have for your brain to decide swing?
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, it's incredible. It really is. I mean, I don't have any other words than that. I mean, he's dominant, and he's been dominant. It's really fun to watch.
Let's end on this. This is fun.
It is.
Right? It's like last year was so hard when you lose 112 games. I'm trying to manufacture stuff, right? Trying to keep stuff interesting. This year, I can see it. I can see it, the smile. I can see it in your face. Like, this is way better. This is a lot more fun.
It is. It is. We're having a lot of fun, really. And like I said, I fully believe that everybody here thinks that we're a good team. That we're a very good team, and that we're gonna surprise some people. And I'm not saying surprise is like we're gonna go out and win a division or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of people that do still kind of view us as what we've been the last couple years, and you know, maybe they take us lightly for a little bit. But I believe that, you know, once the season ends, you're gonna look up and you're gonna be like, wow, they had a really good year.
By the way, it doesn't get old when people refer to you as an all-star, right?
No.
No. Yeah, it happens for the rest of your life.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really set in yet, but
I mean, you
still cool.
Go to Baseball Reference, and it'll always be there next. You go to, you know, Wikipedia, it's always going to be there.
It is. Yeah. You are correct.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Great start
Thank
of the
you.
Season. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
He is such a good guy. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next 3 visits. Lance Lynn was terrific last night for the Cardinals. He joins Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Total Access.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
Nestled in the hills of San Jose, minutes from Silicon Valley, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club offers 27 holes of championship golf, a first-class pro shop, practice facility, and great food in the grill. This time of year also means family and business get-togethers. Let the folks at Cinnabar Hills make your event unforgettable while enjoying their award-winning venue. It's all there for you. Championship golf, a great space for any events, and incredible food. See it all at CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike 3 called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. The A's finishing up a series against the Cardinals. I sat down with yesterday's starter, Lance Lynn, and he told us about A's fan favorite, Sonny Gray.
Now you look at the group as a whole. We've got guys that have been around for a minute when they've done it in a different way. Each of us have done, we pitched totally different. We have different styles, different way to do things and all that. I think Sonny brings a different element than with stuff and his way of going about preparation, knowing hitters, knowing the metrics of pitches and spins and all that. So I think every guy brings a different element to our staff to help each kid, and he brings that element of fire, but he also has a plan, and he also knows how to execute it, and he also knows how to help people when they need help. So those are great things to have on your staff.
And you have this young core that you talked about, and you get to kind of help them out as well. What's that been like in being able to add to just the veteran presence and knowing they're going to make mistakes and do what they need to do? How has that relationship been with the young core?
I think those relationships are always fun to develop and stuff like that. Each time you go to a new team, you have a different way that you have to, see the flow, see the chemistry of the team and things like that, and then see where you can help, where you can bring things along. So I think the number one thing is getting to know guys, getting to know them personalities, how they click, how they speak, what their thought processes are. And then when you're able to learn those things and all that, then you can help them along the way because you have that relationship. So baseball is a game of building relationships and trust with your teammates. And, that's one of the reasons why it makes it so sweet when you've got 26 guys coming together and then, fighting for a championship at the end. It makes it a lot of fun when you get to know them too.
And like I mentioned, the mistakes that you talk about, like they're going to make mistakes. And this is a quote, you've mm-hmm. called yourself young and dumb before. Yep. I didn't say that. Okay. You quoted that yourself. When you think of the trial and errors, you think about being young and dumb, you think of the mistakes that you've made in the past. What were some of those mistakes and how do you learn from them?
I think some of those mistakes are involved with, everybody. We are men and men are known to be stubborn and hard-headed.
What?
So teaching them that it's okay to be stubborn and hard-headed, but you also got to be willing and open to learning new things as you go. So things as a game maybe will slow down for you and things of that nature as you go. So you're always learning. You can learn the good and the bad. I think every day in this game you can learn something new, and it might not work for you, but it might work for a teammate or a friend or somebody down the line. So always keeping your mind open, knowing what you have to do each day to prepare and compete, but also knowing that, hey, there's going to be times where I'm going to have to be able to adjust on the fly if something's not working and stuff like that. And those are the ideas that you try to preach.
And it's interesting. I know we all embrace the analytics, but you don't go too hardcore into the analytics. We could always say, let's embrace all of that. You want to stay true to the old school way and the eye test, what have you. How do you find the balance of all these new numerics being introduced while still staying true to who you are?
I think the number one thing is you have to know what got you here and what made you who you are. And once you know that, and then you can see in the sabermetric world of what you feel and what you see, and then you can see it on paper, that helps. And then you figure out, hey, why is this not doing this? Why is this pitch giving me trouble? And then you'll be able to see it on paper too. So it's kind of one of those things where it's a picture book with some writing underneath it too. So you got to be able to, take it all in, figure out what works for you, how you can develop it. And then some stuff you're just not capable of doing, and then figure out how to, not get yourself in those situations where you don't have to, where you don't get beat, but also know that, hey, I'm not going to lose what got me here either, trying to chase something that I'm not good at, because then everything might become average. And then that's when you get yourself in trouble.
Last one before I let you go. One of my favorite quotes that you said is baseball has a weird sense of humor. Tell me a little bit about what that quote means to you.
In this game, when you leave a certain place, you kind of shut off and it's like, hey, that was fun. That was my time there. Now it's baseball or it's a business, right? So it's mm-hmm. on to the next city, next team, whatever. If you'd have told me when I first left St. Louis that I would be back here, years later and where I'm at in my career, a lot of people would have been like, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. So mm-hmm. baseball is a weird sense of humor. A lot of the same people are still here. I'm enjoying it. You embrace it. You have fun with it. And then you also know you have a job to do still.
That was Lance Lynn. Coming up next is A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, continues. Vince Cotroneo sits down with Sonny Gray.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year 2 partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Since we got Xfinity, our Wi-Fi goes all over the house. I can even stream in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Switch today. Requires paperless plan and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Wrap up the series today with the Cardinals and a chance to visit with the former A's, Sonny Gray, who got number 100 in his big league career here on the mound that he knows so well. And I know when you come full circle sometimes and get a chance to round it up, but to do it here at this place had to be a special feeling for you on Monday night.
Yeah, it was. Coming into it, I knew kind of the other things leading into it, last time playing here, pitching here. I kind of knew where I was sitting in wins. Just kind of a lot of like small emotional details that not resonate for a lot of people, but to come out and then perform and to have the guys back me and to come away with the win, it was just kind of it was a pretty cool surreal moment for me individually.
Sonny, you know this ballpark like the back of your hand, and I know there was one time I think it was Che Langeliers was up hitting really well to center field, but it's a cool Monday night. Mm-hmm. You've had that many times. Mm-hmm. And you go, you know what? I think I know the result of that play, which made this place kind of a special place to pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, I knew he hit it hard, but I knew he hit it high, and I knew he hit it too late in the game. it wasn't a day game. It wasn't in the first or second or third inning. You could kind of feel it kind of set in. And, I'm overly familiar with that for sure. And overly familiar with seeing hitters getting frustrated by doing that. It has been a great place to pitch for so long. Not only when the cold breeze sets in, it's just kind of like a nice environment to pitch in, to play in. But then also, obviously, the foul territory has been incredibly unique over the course of my career. And then obviously having the bullpens on the mound too. I mean, I can just remember Donaldson and so many people running over to catch a ball in the foul territory and running over the bullpen. Just like I said, it's a very unique place. It just has a lot of features that not a lot of places have.
Sonny, you're acutely aware of what's happening in the game. You've been in it, over a decade now, and yet there's been a lot of focus on spin, a lot of focus on chasing velocity. We watched Sonny Gray on Monday night, 93 on the corners, the same guy we saw in 2013. How much, if at all, do you feel like you've changed as a pitcher over the years?
I've definitely changed. I will say that. I think the guts of what I do is the same. But I've definitely changed as far as developing new pitches, understanding. When I was here, I was 22, 23, 20. I was just letting it rip, running like a deer. I say that because Kurt Young texted me last night, and that was the one thing. I just like Kurt as a pitching coach. I was like, I loved him. Only thing he really told me was, you run like a deer, Sonny. And this guy can hit a curveball, but not your curveball. And, that was just kind of how it was, And but I've learned and developed. I've went through a struggle in my career that has made me adapt, made me better for it. But I definitely have adapted and learned new things along the way for sure.
The most unfair question to ask you, because we have so many thoughts about all the times that you wore the white spikes and the green and gold. Is there a favorite Sonny Gray moment pitching for the Athletics and pitching at the Coliseum?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me the last couple of days. A lot of favorite moments, but favorite has to be game two of the DS. Just has to be my favorite at the Coliseum. Just to throwing the vote, going through that game. Like I said, I just remember Torrey Hunter flying out to first base in the eighth inning, last pitch of the eighth inning, and then kind of, you're done. You're walking off the field from the first base, kind of back into the third base dugout, and you're looking up, and there's more people than seats in this place, and there's a lot of seats in this place. And the whole place is just chanting your name. That was a pretty special memory for me.
So, I mean, we still see the baby face. I know you've got some scruff now, but you've got Jess, you've got the boys. Watching you grow as a person and watching you grow as a pitcher has been so much fun. Wish you all the best. Thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sonny Gray joining us. More with A's Total Access and Chris Townsend after this.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
It's an absolutely beautiful day here in Oakland, California for baseball. The A's and the Cardinals, the final game of the homestand, the final game of this 3-game set. Paul Blackburn up against Steven Matz. Got a cool note for you. So our stat of the day, in 1968, where were all of you in 1968? I was not around yet. In 1968, the A's played their first game here in Oakland. They would lose to the Baltimore Orioles 4-1. How crazy is that? Including a pinch hit single by Tony La Russa in his first at bat as a member of the A's. You gotta love baseball's history. It doesn't get any better. I gotta tell you, one of the things I love about A's Total Access this year is the fact that Bobby Crosby, terrific player, rookie of the year, we know all of that. But to watch him grow as a manager in the minor leagues, now on the staff, great stuff always with Ken Korak on the third day of a series. Ken and Bobby next, right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
A beautiful morning at the Coliseum as the A's homestand comes to an end and game three against the Cardinals. And Bobby Crosby is with us. And Bobby, no, Kyle McCann, we've talked about him before on these shows, but as you manage him in Double A, and, you know, last night, single to center, drives in the first run. It's his first major league home run out to right field later in the game. And you had talked about how in his first year in Double A, he literally batted 166. This is a pretty good baseball story.
It's a great story. I mean, for a guy to struggle like that, but show up to the day, I've said it before, show up to the park every day the exact same way in those struggles. And then the next year, showed up to the park every single day the same way when he was doing well and, turn his career around. And now to be here and get a big RBI and his first home run, I couldn't be happier for him.
How would you describe his swing and his approach at the plate? Because by his own admission, many of his home runs, like yesterday, are moonshots with a high elevation.
Yeah, when he was struggling, he was trying to not be himself. He was trying to stay inside and kind of fillet it the other way. And Ed Sprague got to him and said, hey, I want you to get on the plate a little bit, and I want you to turn and burn and let it loose. And he has so much power the other way that even if he's a little late, he can hit it out to left, and then if he clicks it out in front, he hits those moonshots that you're talking about. But once Sprague got him on the plate a little bit and said, hey, I just want you to hit homers, it kind of turned his career around.
Yeah, 17 in AAA last year. What about his work behind the plate? Like, last two starts with J.P. Sears, Sears has only given up one run.
Yeah, that's something that he's vastly improved on. He was always known as a decent catcher but can hit really well. And when he was going through those struggles with us in AA, he really locked in on his defense. All the pitchers love throwing to him. So that's something he takes pride in now, and he's only gotten better and better as time's gone on.
Don't you feel, especially as a catcher, if you're struggling, you can still impact the game behind the plate defensively?
Correct. As a player, if you know, whether you're catching or for me it was infield, if you can make a play to help out the team, or you can do something defensively and hold your own that way, it makes up for your struggles at the plate. So with him, when he was starting the plate, it's like, okay, I'm going to get really good at catching, and he did, and then his hitting caught up, and now he's in the big leagues.
I was going to ask you about that, too, to follow up, because some of the young guys are struggling right now offensively, and we're only 3 weeks into the season. Was there a time when keeping your focus on your defense was hard, Bobby, when you were struggling at the plate?
For me, it wasn't. I had the mentality that if I'm struggling at the plate, I'm going to do something defensively. I struggled my first 3 weeks, and Billy Bean came up to me and said, hey, you're my shortstop as long as you want to be. Just keep playing good defense. And for me, that loosened me up offensively, but I always took pride in the fact that if I'm struggling offensively, I can do something on the defensive side to help us. And I hope, and I know a lot of these guys have the same mentality that, if they're struggling, go out there and make a play, take a hit away from somebody else, like Law did the other day against Jordan Walker. So, I mean, if guys are struggling offensively, you got to take pride in that defense and make sure you make the plays.
Don't you think for a young player especially, you've got to kind of figure out a way to get through those early struggles, and if you can do that, those are building blocks.
Correct. Most guys go through it. Geloff didn't last year. He's an anomaly. There's certain guys that can come up and just have a way about them that they come up and make an instant impact. But most guys are going to have those little struggles, and you have to find a way to impact the game in a positive way and find a purpose and find a thing to, when you go home at night and go, hey, I did something to help the team. And that'll raise you up on all levels. And your hitting will probably end up becoming better because you're more focused on your defense and focused on helping the team win.
Okay, let's switch gears just a little bit, Bobby. All your time playing shortstop here. Now it's a day game. There are no clouds. It's the bright sun. We've seen a million guys lose balls in the sun on pop flies here at the Coliseum. What's the best way to deal with that?
I don't know.
that's an honest answer.
I love playing day games here because the ball flies a little bit more, but that sun is tough. I think Blade was telling me, or maybe it was Brownie, that the stadium sits a little bit lower and you look up and there's not a lot of clouds sometimes, and it's just so much sky. I don't know the rhyme or reason for it. It's difficult. You just have to stay with it, and hopefully the guys around you are watching it too in case you don't see it.
So there's more sun and there's more sky at the Coliseum.
I guess. It sounds ludicrous to say, but I have no idea. All I know is it's tough here, and you have to stick with it, and you have to, like I said, if you don't see it, hopefully somebody else does.
All right, Townie, the words of Bobby Crosby. A's and the Cardinals getting set for the third game of the series, and we'll send things back over to you.
That always blows my mind. How is the sky different in Oakland than the 29 other, some teams playing a dome, but for the most part, how is the sky different here than everywhere else? I just don't get it. Ken Korak says it all the time. I just don't get it. What I do get, it's a beautiful day. It's time for some baseball. It's the Cardinals. It's the A's next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.